You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. Today we're previewing Detroit's small forwards. It's position preview week on the Locked On Network. On Monday we did point guards. Yesterday we did shooting guards. Tomorrow will be power forwards. And Friday we'll finish up with centers. But first, let's look at Detroit's small forwards. Tobias Harris and Marcus Morris are slated to start most likely at the forward positions. I'm going to call Tobias Harris the nominal small forward for reasons that are very arbitrary, but we'll get into those. And Marcus Morris, the nominal power forward. So we'll probably talk more about Marcus Morris tomorrow. But throughout this week, if a player plays multiple positions, we're going to talk about how he'll impact the game at each position. Stanley Johnson will be the primary backup at small forward. As I just alluded to, Marcus Morris will get some minutes at small forward. And then a few players from the Pistons' backcourt in small lineups are all big enough to play some small forward at times. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Darren Hilliard, Michael Binaje, Reggie Bullock, they could all see some minutes at small forward. Let's start with Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris is very young for a player with his NBA experience. He came into the league very young out of Tennessee, and I think that's a lot to his advantage. I think there's a lot of room for him to still get better, where other players who are on their rookie scale extension are closer to a finished product. And that's just simply because of his age. He's a nice all-around player, does a lot of things well, not many things poorly. Just a very balanced player. The reason I consider him a little bit more of the small forward to Marcus Morris, and this is just barely, they're fairly similar, maybe not necessarily in their styles, but in what they contribute. But Marcus Morris is just a little bit stronger. He's a little bit more prone to play physical. He's a better rebounder. And so I just, you know, if you have to pick, I'm going to go with Tobias Harris as a small forward. Harris has been an up-and-down shooter in the NBA. The Reggie Jackson, Andre Drummond pick and roll is going to get him plenty of open looks beyond the arc. The Pistons are going to need him to keep hitting those, just like he did after a midseason trade that brought him to Detroit last year from the Magic. He integrated really well into the lineup, much quicker than I expected, and I think that also bodes very well. The fact that he could adjust and his teammates could acclimate to him so quickly, you know, give them a full training camp, a full preseason together, give them the rest of this season to gel and mesh, and I think this is a Pistons team that's really building some nice chemistry, and that's why if you've listened to the other podcasts I've done, whether it's here, whether I've gone on Dunked On to talk about the Pistons, or anywhere else, I'm pretty high on the Pistons. I have them fourth in the East behind the Cavs, Celtics, and Raptors on the top of that next tier, where the Cavs are in the first tier by themselves. The Celtics and Raptors are in another tier. And then that third tier, I think the Pistons are the best. And it's because of their chemistry. And a lot of that has to do with just how quickly Tobias Harris adapted, where he could come in midseason, and they're already building that chemistry. Like I said, a nice all-around game. He's got some ability off the dribble. I think the Pistons at their base level, like, will get him some spot-up shots and some open threes, but I think they could take a little better advantage of his ability to dribble, his ability to create for himself. But for that to be useful, he's got to become a little bit better of a passer, or at least use the passing ability that I think he has and that he has flashed. Just become a little more comfortable using that regularly, identifying when to pass and when to use that, because he can take guys off the bounce. He can create some creases for himself. And if his three-point shooting stays plus, I think it was around 37% in the second half last year, it's a pretty small sample. But if he can remain a good three-point shooter, knock down those open looks he'll create, he'll have a very nice year. And at just 24, I'm very, very high on him. Stanley Johnson will probably be the primary backup behind Tobias Harris. Stanley Johnson was drafted by the Pistons last year as a teenager, and he looked the part. The game was just moving too fast for him. He was sloppy with the ball when he tried to create. He turned the ball over way too much. Just shaky as a shooter and even as a finisher. Just too out of control, which is what you would expect for a 19-year-old. The good news is you could see all of the talent, the reasons the Pistons drafted him number 8 overall, and just a phenomenal competitiveness. Just a great spirit about him. He got a lot of, I don't know, funny looks. A lot of notice, at least, for the way he challenged LeBron James in the first round. Even though Stanley Johnson was way overmatched, even though the Pistons were overmatched, getting swept, the way Stanley Johnson stood up to LeBron and showed he's not scared of this. Like, this is not too big for him. The NBA was too smart for him maybe last year. Maybe everybody else was a little bit ahead of in their understanding of how the game works. But the league was not too imposing, too scary for him. And it wasn't too strong for him. He's got excellent strength for a player so young. He can hold his own. And there are going to be no problems with that. That's why I think he could play some power forward too. Probably more power forward, I would prefer, than shooting guard. He can play any of those three positions. I think small forward's a nice safe in between. A lot of defensive potential for his athleticism, the way he can jump, the way he can move, and this attitude. That's important when defending. In a way that Tobias Harris, I don't know if it's fair to call him a finesse player, but definitely more of a finesse player than Marcus Morris. I think more of a finesse player than Stanley Johnson. A little more skilled than those guys. Like, there's a benefit to it. But I think those other two can work in matchups where Tobias Harris could have some trouble. Like, LeBron is obviously the one that comes to mind, where I'd be much more comfortable putting Stanley Johnson and Marcus Morris for longer stretches on LeBron, or these bigger, stronger power forwards. Obviously, nobody's in LeBron's range, but the other players who are more similar stylistically to LeBron than, you know, another finesse small forward. So Tobias Harris will definitely, I think, have the advantage of working to the matchups a little bit. And I think all three of those guys will play both forward positions. There's just not a huge difference in their skill sets, nor at this point in the scheme Stan Van Gundy uses. And that's obviously a symbiotic thing. Stan Van Gundy is getting players who fit his system, and he's also catering his system to those players, and it just all kind of works together where they'll play both. And so you get what you expect at small forward, where maybe there are good rebounders for small forwards, which I would say is true for all three of those guys. Not as good rebounders for power forwards, which we'll get into a little bit more tomorrow. But it all works. You know, when you can combine and mismatch and teams have to account for both of them, you know, a lot of teams have one player who's comfortable guarding a player like Tobias Harris or Marcus Morris. Few teams have two who they're just super comfortable with it. A lot of teams might have two who are capable, but probably not two who just make that an easy matchup. Marcus Morris is maybe a little bit more able to take somebody into the post, use his passing skills against a smaller player, work from the high post, where Tobias Harris is more of a face-up player. So there definitely are differences, and you can pick and choose how to deploy them. And then Stanley Johnson is just the one with the great upside, the more talented upside. It's ideally just a matter of when, not if, he can pass those two and crack into the starting lineup. I thought it might have happened last year. It didn't. He wasn't as close as I thought he'd be. And a big part of that is because Marcus Morris was better than I expected. And I think better than the Pistons expected. They've been pretty open about that. That he just really exceeded expectations. And they traded for him for a reason. They liked him. He just exceeded expectations. And that was when he was mostly playing small forward. We'll talk a little bit more tomorrow again about how to do as a power forward. But he worked as a small forward. And then there are the shooting guards, or maybe even a point guard, depending on how you look at them, who are all tall enough to play some small forward. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is 6'5". Darren Hilliard is 6'6". Michael Binaget is 6'7". Reggie Bullock is also 6'7". You know, I don't think they'll need to play much small forward because the Pistons have such a crowd at power forward and small forward of guys who are naturally those positions, who are also, at least with the exception of Caldwell-Pope, who's in that range, but better than somebody like Reggie Bullock or Darren Hilliard or Michael Binaget. But the Pistons have built a versatile roster full of players who can switch. And when you have that, you're going to wind up with a ton of players who can play small forward. That's the middle position in the 1-5. So it's not a position where the Pistons need to worry about depth. And really nowhere is, because they have so many players who can play multiple positions. So if Reggie Bullock or Darren Hilliard or KCP or Binaget, if there's an opportunity, if there's minutes needed to be played at small forward, in a lot of matchups you can slot any of those four there, no problem, at least based on what they can do. I don't necessarily want Binaget in the rotation this year. But if he needs to play, if there's a time they need him, yeah, he can definitely guard small forwards, whether he's playing the 1-2 or 3. So there's not a problem with just playing him at the 3. And it's the same thing with Hilliard, Bullock, and Caldwell-Pope. So the Pistons, no super standout small forward unless Tobias Harris can take the leap, which maybe he can. He's very young. Like I said, just turned 24. That's possible. Maybe Stanley Johnson can take the leap. He's even younger, but far more raw coming off his rookie year. But there are safe options in those two. They're okay where they are, especially Harris. And I think Stanley Johnson will get to that level where he's okay for what he can do right now, and it's not about his future. Marcus Morris is definitely at least okay. And when I say okay, I don't just mean like okay as a mediocre thing, but I mean okay as like you're fine with him being your starting small forward on a team that's trying to be good. Like, that's a decently high bar, and I think Morris and Harris can clear it. I think Johnson's going to get to the point soon where he can clear that, and it's just a matter of how much more he can do. He's the guy to watch as a player with a lot of upside who has not reached it yet. Andre Drummond is the player with a lot of upside who's reached a lot of it and has plenty more. So between Tobias Harris, Marcus Morris, and Stanley Johnson, I think the Pistons are in relatively solid shape at small forward. That's it for this episode on the Locked On Network Position Preview Week. If you haven't listened to them already, on Monday we looked at the Pistons' point guards. Yesterday was shooting guards. Tomorrow will be power forwards, and Friday will be centers. You can subscribe to Locked On Pistons on iTunes or follow on Audio Boom. Thanks for listening. Napa
know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.